Unit 14. Translation. October 24th. Diana is always obsessed with losing weight, no matter how thin she is. Her friends are concerned about her health and have suggested that she go to a doctor. Taiwan is experiencing a major brain drain as many of its top students pursue education abroad and stay there to work. As for those who return to Taiwan, they find it difficult to bring their talent into full play here. If you tend to snub your friends by staring at your cell phone, you are a fubber. The verb fub was coined by Australia's Macquarie Dictionary with help from McCann Melbourne Advertising Agency. The agency invited authors, poets, and lexicographers to craft the term in May 2012. However, does giving fubbing a name do anything to prevent the phenomenon? Unfortunately, people still seem to be addicted to their phones and end up rudely fubbing one another in face-to-face situations. In fact, the problem may be getting worse every day. One of the great benefits of the internet and information technology is the ease with which we can communicate today. It would seem that personal relations ought to be strengthened by these advances. On the contrary, smartphones let people avoid direct contact with others entirely. Social media platforms should enhance a person's social life, not replace it. The next time that you sit in a cafe, carefully observe others and yourself if you are with friends. Make up your own mind whether fubbing is rude or harmless.